This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Last week, the Biden administration announced a plan to create a strike force on unfair and illegal pricing. Among other things, the strike force would attempt to tackle what they call junk fees, which are unavoidable or surprise charges that can inflate prices but add little or no value to the service or product. Here's President Biden talking about his administration's plan for these so-called junk fees at his State of the Union address last week.
My administration has proposed rules to make cable, travel, utilities, and online ticket sellers tell you the total price up front so there are no surprises. It matters. It matters.
A representative from a consumer watchdog group joins us now for a look at the ways that these fees can affect consumers and possible action to bring down those fees or require some kind of disclosure. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Where have you run into unexpected charges on products or services that you pay for? Do you find it tough to compare prices when you can't see these hidden charges? Do you think they've become common in recent years, more common? If you work at a business that's accused of having junk fees, do you think you're getting a bad rap? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Arielle Nelson is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. Arielle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your organization works on these issues. Can you give us a sense of the range of products and services that might have these junk fees?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that we're noticing is that they really happen across a wide range of industries, bank accounts, credit cards, rental agreements in housing and cars, and even in the context of jails and prisons.
What are some of the solutions you're looking for? Well, I know there are a few. Let's start with one in particular that we just heard there from President Biden, the idea of disclosure and transparency. What kind of things do you hope to see?
So I think that disclosure and transparency are really the first step in getting at some of these issues. One of the big problems that we're seeing is that people don't know that these fees are going to be charged. You set it up front where you're trying to look around at different options. Maybe when you're looking for a hotel room, and it's really hard to know what the actual price is going to be because of these fees. And so I do think that transparency is the first step. We don't want any surprises. We want to be able to know up front what we're going to pay. We want to be able to plan and budget. And it actually, these fees have really hurt honest businesses who want to disclose their price up front, but maybe they can't because they're at such a disadvantage if they do that. So we really, part of the goal here is to encourage competition. And the Biden administration is trying to tackle this issue in a variety of ways. I think the biggest one, and maybe one of the most high profile ones, is that the Federal Trade Commission has proposed a rule that would prohibit hidden and also misleading junk fees.
One of the most famous examples here that has been a subject in Congress as well is ticket prices for concerts, sporting events, or other. Largely, the company Ticketmaster gets a lot of fingers pointed at it. I'll make up numbers here. You go to buy a $50 event ticket, and you end up paying $70 after the fees and things like that. Can you talk about how that happens, why that happens under the current system, and what could change about it?
Sure. So, yeah, it happens because right now, in most places, it is allowed to happen. Some states are starting to look at these practices as well as the federal government, but generally, it is potentially permissible. Even to put some numbers on the ticket example you just said, in its press release, the Biden administration said that customers subjected to hidden fees spend up to 21% more than those shown the true price up front. They're looking into, they're trying to quantify exactly what's happening to us. I think that it's really helpful that the administration is putting a name to these practices. We maybe have experienced this and it's a nasty surprise, but now they're saying, look at this practice across industries and let's tackle it at a systemic level. I want to point out that sometimes when we're looking to go to a concert, sometimes it might just be, oh no, this is way more expensive than I thought, and that's really a drag. But sometimes it really hurts people, especially lower income people, as they're trying to plan and budget for things like rent.
And let's talk about the rental industry. That's one that people might be less familiar with when it comes to hidden and unexpected fees. What's going on there?
So as many folks may know, because in fact, most Americans are renters, oftentimes when you're going to rent an apartment, you face fees, unavoidable fees when you're searching for housing, for example, in the form of application fees or fees to even hold an apartment. You might experience them throughout the duration of your lease, whether it's in the form of different kinds of processing or administrative or convenience fees, notice fees, valet trash fees, pest control fees, and then even at the end of your lease, like fees for cleaning or other sorts of move-out fees. And the Biden administration, thanks to, you know, a lot of talking about this issue by tenants and organizers and housing advocates, has now said, yes, these fees fall under this umbrella of junk fees. And they, as of right now, are included within the proposed rule by the FTC. They would be covered, and they would have to be disclosed up front, and they couldn't be misleading.
Arielle Nelson is with us from the National Consumer Law Center, looking at efforts by the Biden administration to crack down on unexpected fees, hidden fees on a wide variety of products and services, the administration calling them junk fees. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you experienced this yourself in your bank account, buying a ticket, in your rentals, going to a hotel? The list goes on and on. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's turn to the financial industry now. In his State of the Union address last week, President Biden addressed credit card late fees. Here's a little bit of that.
My administration announced we're cutting credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Banks and credit card companies are allowed to charge what it costs them to instigate the collection. And that's more, a hell of a lot, like $8 and 30-some dollars. They don't like it. The credit card companies don't like it. But I'm saving American families $20 billion a year with all the junk fees I'm eliminating.
Ariel, people might ask, can the administration just do that and say, hey, credit card companies, we're capping your late fee charges?
I mean, I would argue yes. I think that we may have already seen some challenges to that rule. Certainly, there will be litigation over whatever rules the different agencies put out. But that doesn't mean that the agencies can't do it. It'll be a fight in the courts.
And how important is that, in some cases, confusion or disagreement about executive branch White House authority to regulate these kind of things? Do you see that as an obstacle to potentially a lot of these proposed solutions?
Potentially, but I think that it doesn't mean it's not worth doing, especially because I think the legal authority is really strong. And, you know, I think this is the type of issue that folks should see as bipartisan or nonpartisan. We have all experienced different forms of these. And, you know, when we hear folks on the business side saying things like, well, we have to charge some of these fees, my main question is, well, if you have to charge them, how come they're hidden and how come it's just not included in the upfront price? Why isn't it part of the total price? So I think, to me, that's part of the issue that's going on here. Why don't you want to disclose them? Is it because you're trying to prevent competition? Is it because you're trying to profit a huge amount off of people? I think these should be the kinds of things that we can all agree on.
Yeah, one of the key arguments, I think, in favor of regulation is, you know, you might think that the market would help fix this. If company A has a reputation for charging these fees, then I'll go to company B, who doesn't. Why is it not playing out that way in reality?
I think part of it is again, the hidden aspect of it, where you get through often a process of purchasing something and you don't see the fee until later on. And you're so far down the road, you just go through with that purchase. And I think that companies have felt that to compete, everyone has to be doing this process. And so we really need these fixes to make sure that we can ensure competition. And that's certainly how the Biden administration is talking about it, is what they want to do is ensure that there is competition and that honest businesses have a fair shake at this.
We're talking to Ariel Nelson, staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center, talking about the Biden administration's effort to target what they call junk fees in a wide number of consumer industries. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you experienced this where you've bought something or done business with someone and fees start popping up that you didn't see reflected in the initial price that was advertised that you thought you'd pay? How did you feel about that? Do you feel like the federal government should be taking efforts to rein in hidden or unexpected fees? Do you have questions for our guest from a national consumer advocacy group? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Ariel Nelson, staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. We're talking about so-called junk fees, those surprise charges on things like tickets, credit cards, rentals, the list goes on, and the Biden administration's efforts to eliminate them, scale them back, or require disclosure and transparency of these kind of charges. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you run into these kind of fees? Have you found them to be an inconvenience, or are they a matter of financial well-being? Are you frustrated with these things? Do you want to see some kind of government action? Do you work in a business that charges the fees we're talking about? Do you feel like they're getting unfairly portrayed? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ariel, I want to follow up on something you mentioned earlier, a part of this story that might be invisible to a lot of people, fees facing prison inmates, people in the justice system. What kind of things are going on?
Thanks for asking that question. This is definitely an area that might be hidden to a lot of people, but maybe not as many as we think, given just how many people in this country have been incarcerated and how many of those people have families who help support them while they're incarcerated. So what happens is that vendors in what we'll call the consumer correctional service industry impose these fees on justice-involved people and their families from the time someone's arrested through their incarceration and even after their release. And the places where these charges happen can include things like bail, and also a big one for folks is around money transfers. We envision correctional facilities as providing a basic level of subsistence to people who are incarcerated. But that's not always the case. And loved ones usually have to pick up the slack by sending money for basic necessities like hygiene products, food, over-the-counter medication. And the companies that handle these money transfers charge often really high and hidden fees. So those are just some of the examples of places where families are picking up the slack and are really suffering with respect to fees. But I will say that this is one area in which competition encouraged by a rule like one that would prohibit hidden fees won't be encouraged, because folks on the inside don't necessarily have the choice to choose a different provider of a money transfer service or something like that. They're stuck with one provider, and maybe the correctional facility only can really choose from a couple of companies anyway. So this is a space where we as advocates in this space would encourage the Biden administration to really think about industries where just addressing the problem of hidden fees isn't going to go far enough. And you have to think about whether certain kinds of fees are actually excessive, and that's the real problem. States have a role to play in this as well. States can think about how to address these fees, too.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Daryl is with us in Menominee Falls. Daryl, hi.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to say that I think it's about time that there is some oversight with these financial institutions to charge whatever they feel like charging. And there's no one looking over them and monitoring them. And I think it's about time that we have a government that does step up for the consumer instead of letting these companies just go free reign.
Daryl, thanks a lot for the call. Ariel.
Yeah, I think Daryl put it really, really well. And I think that it's a really good sign that the Biden administration is seemingly really committed to tackling this, both with its new strike force and, you know, the FTC proposed rule is a big way that we'll hopefully get some more oversight and, you know, actual relief for consumers who are just paying exorbitant amounts for basically everything we can think of right now.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We heard from Dennis in Two Rivers who says when he decides what products to get, there's often terms and conditions. Are fees ever hidden there? In that fine print, often multi-page terms and conditions, Ariel, is that where the information might be about those potential hidden fees?
Definitely could be there. And I think that the Biden administration and particularly the Federal Trade Commission, as they do their rule, need to think about that exact problem. And they have proposed this rule whereby businesses have to disclose the fees, and it needs to be in a way that people can understand. You still have a hidden fees problem if it's just hidden in fine print. And so they have a real opportunity to require something like itemization of fees and to make clear what the total price is and what the breakdown of fees is. And, you know, this is something that happens in the rental housing context, too. Maybe you've experienced where you go to sign your lease and suddenly you see dozens of pages of addendums and they list all these other charges, and it's really hard to then understand what the total cost of your rent is, and you know, maybe it's more than you budgeted for, and that's where those addendums and the fine print really, really hurts people.
Let's go back to our callers. Chris is with us in Oshkosh. Chris, hi.
Hi there. So I own a small business and I got a merchant account through a CRM that I was using, and they recommended this company. It was called WorldPay, or Vantiv, then WorldPay. And they would have you sign a contract, and I did not charge much on the merchant account. And that's the only way I caught it. Excuse me. 1 month, I charged no credit cards. And I happened to look at my you had to go online too and log in to see your statement and go through it. And it was kind of hard to find, actually. Mm-hmm. But they charged me $600 in fees that month, and I never charged one credit card. And when I called them, what they said is that if you don't catch the fee when they change it, it becomes part of the new contract. And I said, so what you're telling me is that there's nothing I can do. You're going to do whatever you want and screw me as bad as you want.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. So this sounds like a credit card processor. So small businesses like Chris's might be subjected to some of these hidden $600. That's a pretty substantial hidden fee, Ariel.
That is substantial and just shows, you know, how difficult it can be to figure out what's going on and to get to the bottom of it. And, you know, one thing I would suggest to folks is it's important to let these agencies know what's going on. Tell the FTC, you could also tell the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that you're allowed to submit complaints to them. And I would also say let your state attorney general know, too. It can be a way for them to spot these big problems and to help do something.
Chris, thanks for the call. Scott joins us now, truck driver on the road. Scott, hi. What'd you want to tell us about?
Well, I was just in prison for 9 years. And if you want to buy one of them little ramen noodle soups, you're going to pay at least like $2 almost for it nowadays. So, yeah, something that you pay a quarter or something for on the streets is like $2 or $3 in prison. To get a TV set, it's $300 for a TV set, but you can go to the store and buy the same one for $25. It is such a ripoff. There's only two catalogs that you can order out of, and they're competitive with each other. But he also all charged the same price.
Scott, thanks a lot for sharing that experience with us. Ariel, as you were mentioning earlier, this is a vulnerable population that doesn't have a lot of options of where to shop.
Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing your story, Scott. And I also want to point out that I don't know if this is Scott's situation, but it's possible that a loved one who was on the outside, was not incarcerated, sent money to help the person buy the product from the commissary, the noodle soup, and that they were charged fees to do that every time they wanted to give money. So there's also fee. There's not just the markups that Scott was talking about, but also these fees taken out at the front end as well. So your money doesn't go as far in that way either.
Scott, thanks a lot for that call. In our last minute or so, Ariel, are you seeing momentum building to change some of these things, maybe even bipartisan support with people concerned about various kinds of hidden fees?
I definitely think there is a lot of momentum. I think that it's really helpful that the Biden administration has put a name to so many of these practices that we're seeing. And I hope that we see continued movement at the state level as well. And I'd like to think it should be bipartisan because these are issues that affect all of us. And they do also, some of them affect vulnerable folks in particular, whether you're lower income and, you know, whether you're an incarcerated or a formerly incarcerated person. And so I think this is a good moment for us to take action together.
Ariel, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Ariel Nelson is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. We talked to her about hidden fees in a variety of products and services, how they affect consumers, and the Biden administration's effort to tackle those, either limit them, get rid of them, or in some cases require disclosure of those fees in the upfront price. Still time for you to share your experiences. You could email ideas@WPR.org. Is there a hidden or unexpected fee you've encountered here in Wisconsin that you think, hey, somebody needs to look into that? Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.